You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Governor Mark Gordon is asking the public to comment on potential updates to existing sage-grouse protections. The Bureau of Land Management might revise where the greater sage-grouse is protected in the state. The bird is considered near threatened and has sparked lots of debate in recent years over how it should be protected. Research shows things like energy development, roads, and power lines can affect their populations. The proposed revisions would remove a few protected areas across the state, but mostly add on to the already 15 million acres of protected areas in the state. These areas limit the amount of surface activity on the land and when it can be done. Wyoming is a fairly average state when it comes to overall child welfare. But Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more on a report that found the state is one of the worst when it comes to having healthy children.
A new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation and Wyoming Community Foundation ranks Wyoming 27th for overall child well-being. That ranking takes into account economic factors, like how many children are living in poverty, as well as educational factors, like how many eighth graders are proficient in math. It also takes into account family factors and health. Micah Richardson of the Wyoming Community Foundation says Wyoming's health metrics are some of the worst in the nation. The report ranks Wyoming in 46th place.
Wyoming always ranks low on health. And part of that is the percentage of children without health insurance. Even if you perform well in these other portions of the report, your overall ranking is just not going to be that high.
Richardson said the Medicaid for Moms bill passed this year could have a positive impact, but full Medicaid expansion would boost Wyoming's ranking, as it has for other states. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.
There's a bipartisan push in Congress to preserve AM radios in cars. This comes as some electric vehicle manufacturers aren't installing the medium in new models. Companies say their motors interfere with signals. But some lawmakers worry people could lose access to a vital communication source. More than 82 million Americans listen to AM each month. Jay Chapman is with the National Association of Broadcasters and owns several radio stations. Chapman also says AM radio can reach farther than FM and is vital in emergencies. That's why a proposed bill would require vehicle makers to keep AM radios in cars. Traditional radio listenership has declined recently as more people have turned to satellite radio, internet streaming, and podcasts. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.